is Rico Suave.
Who is Donna Summer?
Who is Samantha Fox?
And tonight on Battle of the Podcast All-Stars, it's come down to this. There can only be one. And tonight we welcome our returning champions in our championship round of Battle of the Podcast All-Stars. Welcome Ryan McKay from the Shabby Rose Record Show, BJ Cramp from Rock and or Roll Podcasts, and Randy Hall from That Dandy Classic Music Hour. To all the contestants here today and all the millions and millions at home, we have one question. Are you ready to podcast? Let's get ready to battle. Nine went in, three came out. It's the last stand on the broadband. It's the scuffle on shuffle. When people download this episode, for some it will be pain, for others it will be glory and victory. The smacketh will be laid down tonight. I've seen a lot of things in my years over the broadcast and podcasting history, but never anything quite as electric as this. It's come down to this, the battle of all battles. Tonight, for two of our players, trivia will rhyme with oblivion. The battle of the podcast all-stars.
So welcome to the Battle of the Podcast All-Stars Championship Round. It's very exciting. We have the three winners from our previous three games, and I'll introduce them in a moment. But first off, I want to thank our lovely host, Ken Pardo. I'm not really sure where that smell is coming from, Ken, but glad to have you back with us. So hopefully you checked out the previous three episodes. This is kind of the battle to the death. There can be only one round, if you will. And I'm going to introduce our guests. First up, we have, this is Ryan McKay. Ryan's hands are featured on the infamous Janet Jackson album cover, but more importantly, he co-hosts Shabby Road Records. Can you tell us about Shabby Road, Ryan?
Well, hello, everyone. Yeah, Shabby Road Record Show is on iTunes podcast. You can find it anywhere. It's a really fun show full of great music. What we do is we put three records in a mystery box, and that's vinyl records, and we pull them out one by one, and we tell great interesting stories about each one of those records and spin a track. And it's a good time, so come on over and hang out on the Astro Van bench seat next to us at the dilapidated Shabby Road studio.
Awesome. Sweet. You know, in the previous episode, like every time I say your name, it sounds like I'm saying Brian, but I'm really saying Ryan. So we also have Randy Hall. Randy wears his sunglasses at night, but more importantly, he co-hosts That Dandy Classic Music Hour. Randy, tell us about That Dandy Classic Music Hour.
Well, we are an eclectic bunch. Me and my best friend Dan and Randy make up Dandy Classic Music Hour, and we talk about a lot of different types of music and different artists. We are as diverse. We just did Dr. Dre this week. We did Yacht Rock for all of you Yacht Rock lovers out there. I mean, we run the gamut all the way from Radiohead to Bob Dylan and back again.
That's awesome.
So that's how we roll.
And you do quite a Randy Macho Man Savage impression.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Eric Miller.
And we also have, speaking of Yacht Rock, this gentleman is a huge fan. We have BJ Cramp. He was the voice of MC Scat Cat. But more importantly, he hosts Rock and or Roll and a show apparently called Cheap Talk, which Ken gave me a hard time about not mentioning previously. But BJ, tell us about Rock and or Roll or Cheap Talk.
Rock and or Roll is just a podcast for people obsessed with rock and or roll. I cover everything from thrash metal to Foreigner and everything, even beyond those two tangents, hopefully. But And Cheap Talk is our podcast devoted to Cheap Trick, which just got is now its own entity in iTunes. It used to just be a part of the podcast feed, but it is now its own thing. So if you search for Cheap Talk with Trick Chat on iTunes, you can find it there.
Nice.
It's all grown up now. You've kicked it out of the house.
Excellent.
It has to pay its own rent. It has to pay its own car insurance.
It still comes by the podcast feed to do its laundry.
Yeah, I think Gary Schaller still pays the rent.
Yeah, so like in the previous three games, we're going to play, you know, a rock and roll trivia version of Jeopardy. We're going to be playing by sort of the standard Jeopardy rules. We have two game boards and then one final Jeopardy question. We don't have a double Jeopardy round per se in terms of scoring. We're playing with the same dollar amounts on board one and board two. To buzz in, gentlemen, you type in the word me into the chat window. We're using Google Hangouts to play this game for those listening. So we'll plug for Google Hangouts. And then wait for me to call on you. And just like in Jeopardy, you lose points for incorrect answers. So only buzz in, you know, if you are confident in your answer or are willing to take a guess or just want to lose points. Like Jeopardy, please phrase your answers in the form of a question. So for instance, if I say most overrated pop star, you would buzz in and say, who was Elton John?
Wait, what happened to that dude from Maroon 5?
He was most annoying.
Sorry, my bad.
We would also accept who is Madonna. There'll be two audio daily doubles on each board, and you can wager a maximum of the highest clue on that board, so 700, or as much as you've accumulated in that particular round. Final Jeopardy, we're going to do it using private messaging. I'll give you the category, you send me your wager, I'll give you the clue, you send me your answer, and then we'll sort of read them off one by one. And we'll do that via private messages. So to determine who gets control of the board first up, I'm going to ask you a question and I'm going to get your guesses. We're going to do it like Price is Right style, so closest without going over. And the question is, total number of faces on the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper album cover. BJ, your guess.
Shit. 30.
Ryan, your guess.
69.
Randy, your guess.
I'm going to go with 70.
Dick. Wow. Randy's... the correct number is 75, so Randy, being a dick, paid off for you.
Sometimes it pays off.
So you get control of the board.
Word up.
So the categories for this first round, we have siblings, classic rock, love songs. Love is in quotes, which means the word love would appear in the song title of each of those. Songs in films, where I'll describe the scene and you give me the song and artist. Real names, I'll give you their real name, you give me their stage name, and potpourri. So Randy, you won, so you have control of the board, first category.
Let's get right into it, Eric Miller. Potpourri for 500.
Potpourri for 500. This group, founded by Philip Oakey, scored several top 10 hits in the U.S., including 1985's Human. Randy.
Who is the Human League?
Correct. Next category, please.
All right, let's try Potpourri for 600.
Potpourri for 6. A group of Motown producers and songwriters featuring Berry Gordy, Alfonso Mizell, Freddie Perren, and Deke Richards became collectively known as this. Randy.
Who are the Funk Brothers?
No.
Oh, that hurts my feelings.
Sorry. Anyone else? No one? The Corporation.
Oh, how did I miss that? I'm from Detroit. We did a Motown show.
They'll kick you out of the town now after missing that one.
Goodness gracious.
Next category, Randy.
Let's do Potpourri for 700.
Potpourri for 7. Girls Just Want to Have Fun was written by this Philadelphia native. Randy.
Oh, my God. I just saw Girls Just Want to Have Fun. I just... Let's try.
This would be the song, not the film.
Yeah. I know it's not Cyndi Lauper because she's from New York. I don't know.
BJ.
Who is Robert Hazard?
Correct.
Wow.
Booyah.
Booyah in your face. BJ, did he write Escalator category. Of Love, too, or something?
He did.
That's
he did.
What I thought. There you go.
BJ, next category.
Classic rock for 200.
In 1982, this was Led Zeppelin's ninth and final studio album. I think that was Randy.
What is Coda?
Correct. Next category, Randy.
Let's try Love Songs for 400.
Songs for four. This Freddie Mercury penned tune features Brian May playing a Telecaster on the guitar solo. Randy.
What is my crazy little thing called love?
Correct. Next category, Randy.
Let's try Real Names for 200.
Real Names for two. Chaim Witz. Ryan.
Who is Gene Simmons?
Correct. Next category, Ryan.
Let's do Siblings for 400.
Siblings for four. Rudolph and Michael. Ryan.
Who are the Schenker brothers?
Correct.
Wow.
Next category, Ryan.
Siblings for 500.
Siblings for five. Noel and Liam. Randy.
Who are the Gallagher brothers, a.k.a. an Oasis?
Correct.
As I get extra credit for that, right?
No.
Dang it. How about Pop Puri for 400?
Pop Puri for four.
Oh.
We have an audio daily double.
Yes, sir. I'm so going
to
give
you. You have 1,100 to wager. How much would you like to wager?
What's wager 1,000 of it?
1,000 going all out.
I'm balls out here. Balls to the wall. Accept. So what is accept? Oh, wait, that's not even a question.
So you're going to give me the artist and song in this case.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Again, I think I got this on my last pass through this show. What is Rick Astley Together Forever?
No.
What? What?
I'm sorry. That's Never Gonna Give You Up.
They sound exactly the same.
They're the same song.
What's the difference?
That's why you asked for the song and not the artist. That was clever.
Mm.
That's hurtful.
I was really hoping you were going to get that again because you got it last time too. That's awesome.
I was just sitting here thinking that was just a free 1,000 points for Randy.
Man, that sucks. That's my bad though. I did it. I did it to myself.
Minus 1,000 for Randy.
Yeah. See that's what happens when you get cocky.
Right? Don't get cocky with Rick Astley, man.
Oh, geez. I sure as hell won't.
It's those damn gingers. They'll do it to you every time.
You gotta watch out for them.
But we're still early in the game, Randy, and you have.
Oh yeah, I'm not panicking yet. So, how about Love Songs for 500?
Love Songs for five. This Phil Collins and Philip Bailey duet won MTV VMA for Best Overall Performance in 1985. BJ.
What is Easy Lover?
Correct. Next category, BJ.
Classic Rock for 300.
Classic Rock for three. This fourth studio album by CCR, Clearance Clearwater Revival, features Down on the Corner and Fortunate Son. I think that was BJ.
What is Willie and the Poor Boys?
Correct.
Wow.
Classic Rock 400.
Classic Rock for 400. From Genesis's And Then There Were Three, this was the band's first top 40 hit.
Oh, this is before my Genesis time.
Hmm.
Pre-Genesis, if you will.
Pre-Genesis.
Nobody? Crickets?
Crickets.
This would be Follow You, Follow Me.
No, would have never got that.
No.
Classic next Rock. Category,
Classic Rock 500.
Classic Rock for five. Billy Joel released two albums in 1967 and 69 as a member of this band. BJ.
What is Attila?
No.
Damn it. I knew they had one album.
You know what's sad is I did a Billy Joel episode and I should remember this, but I don't.
That was a great answer, though. That was his band, right?
Attila? Yeah, but they only had one album, and I knew that, too. I knew it was wrong.
Anybody else? Ryan, no guesses? No.
Totally forgot. I if you would have asked me 2 months ago, I'd know.
Who is Sly and the Family Stone?
It was the Hassles.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Next category, Brian, or BJ. Yeah.
Classic rock for 600.
Classic rock for 6. We have another Audio Daily Double. Again, in this case, you're going to give me the song and the performer. And BJ, you have 1,100 to wager. How much do you want to wager?
Do 1,000.
1,000.
No, that's me saying it, not BJ.
Oh, okay.
I probably should, but now I'm remembering what happened to Randy. I'll do 500, like
it's a
coward.
Yeah, man, go big or go home.
That's right, go big or go home.
So 500.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
And your answer?
What is Darkness on the Edge of Town by Bruce Springsteen?
No. That's that's my third favorite Bruce Springsteen song, guys.
No, I'm sorry.
It's from Darkness on the Edge of Town.
I really just embarrassed myself.
Yeah, you did a whole podcast on Springsteen there, buddy.
Yeah, I love Springsteen.
It was Bruce Springsteen's song titled Attila.
Attila.
It was Prove It All Night.
Yeah, we did a top 10 Bruce Springsteen song episode not that long ago, and that was like my number 3, I think.
Nice. So, BJ, next category.
Fuck. I'm going to have to edit that whole part out. Classic rock for... classic rock for 700.
Classic rock for 7. This song, written and originally recorded by a band called Crow, was Black Sabbath's first single. I think that was Ryan.
What is Evil Woman?
Correct. Ryan, next category.
Let's go Love Songs for 200.
Love Songs for 2. Nelson Can't Live Without This. Randy.
What is Love and Affection?
Correct. Next category, Randy.
Okay, let's do Songs and Films for 200.
Songs and Films for 2. Phoebe Cates, Dripping Wet, stepping out of a pool in slow motion. Randy.
So you want the song or the movie?
Song and the artist.
Oh, man. I forget, man. What is Rolling Stones, Hang Fire?
No,
I know it's in that movie, but I can't remember the song.
I think Randy was next. Ken says, what the fuck? I think Ryan was next. You have a guess, Ryan?
What is Love in Stereo by The Cars?
Correct.
Oh, my God. That song?
Who's thinking about the song?
I was thinking about the movie and the song, exactly.
Next category, Ryan.
Songs and Films for 300.
Songs and Films for 3. John Travolta, Strutton. Randy.
What is Staying Alive?
By?
The Bee Gees.
Correct. Next category, Randy.
Let's go with Siblings for $200.
Siblings for 2. Alex and Eddie. Ryan.
Who are the Van Halen brothers?
Correct. Next Siblings. Category, Ryan.
Siblings, 300.
Siblings for 3. Malcolm and Angus. BJ.
Who are the Young Brothers from AC/DC?
Right.
Love Songs for 300.
Love Songs for 3. From Clapton's Journeyman album, this Grammy-winning lead-off single was co-written by Mick Jones. BJ.
Why the fuck did I do that?
No, that's not the song. I'm sorry.
I don't know.
I think Randy.
What is Bad Love?
Correct.
I had no clue. I'm starting to hit me before I even know the question.
I've done that a few times, man. I'm trying to get the jump on y'all.
I know.
What Potpourri for 300.
Potpourri for three. From 1982, this was Madonna's first single. Randy.
What is Burning Up? What is Burning Up?
No, I'm sorry.
BJ. What is Borderline?
No, I'm sorry.
I'm just going to keep my point.
Yeah, wise.
The correct answer was Everybody.
Oh, yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Next category, I think it was.
It's still me, isn't it? Nobody got it. Let's do real names for 700.
Real names for seven. Henry John Duchendorf Jr. BJ.
Who is John Denver?
Correct.
Wow.
No wonder he went with Denver.
Next category, BJ.
Siblings for 600.
Siblings for six. Don and Phil. BJ.
Who are the Everly brothers?
Correct. Nice one.
Mm.
Next category.
Siblings for 700.
Siblings for seven. Colin and Johnny. Randy.
Who are the Greenwood brothers from Radiohead?
Correct. Mm. Well done. Next category, Randy.
Love songs for 600.
Love songs for six. This was the first single from Duran Duran's 1988 Big Thing, also their 14th top 40 hit. Randy.
From 1988? Crap. It's got love in it. Just so bad. I'm out of time. I don't remember.
Nope. Okay. Anybody else? No? It was I Don't Want Your Love.
Oh, duh.
Next category, Randy.
Love songs for 700.
Love songs for seven. Written by Tony Romeo, this was the debut single from the Partridge Family. Randy.
What is I Think I Love You?
Correct.
So what am I so afraid of?
I we've talked about this, and I think we should just be friends.
Why can't we be friends? How about Potpourri for 200?
Potpourri for 200. This number one hit from 1983 reportedly earns Sting more than $2,000 every day. I think that was Randy.
What is Every Breath You Take?
Correct.
That's some good mailbox money, Sting.
Damn.
No kidding.
How about real names for 300?
Real names for three. Robert Zimmerman. BJ.
Who is Bob Dylan?
Correct.
Yeah, man.
Next category, BJ.
Songs and films for 400.
Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore getting all sensual with pottery. Randy.
What is Unchained Melody by the, those guys, Bill and, the Righteous Brothers.
Correct.
There we go. I pulled it out of my butt.
Next category.
How about songs and films for 500?
Songs and films for five. John Cusack holding a boombox. Randy.
What is In Your Eyes by Peter Gabriel?
Correct. Next category.
Songs and films for 600.
Songs and films for six. A raincoat wearing Christian Bale murdering Jared Leto with an axe.
Well, now. Is this like Heathers or something? What movie is that? Sorry. I don't know if
it's
I've
American
seen this
American Psycho,
movie.
Right?
Is anybody
buzzing? Christian Bale, not Christian Slater.
I don't see anybody buzzing.
I was thinking of Christian Slater.
It's probably a Huey Lewis song.
Yeah. No one's buzzed in? Nothing? Any guesses?
Nothing. Not for that point total.
The correct answer is Huey Lewis and the News Hip to Be Square.
Oh, yeah. Wow. You got the artist, at least.
Wait, is American Psycho.
Yeah, in that book, he does like a very in-depth critical analysis of Huey Lewis. the character does. He's obsessed with Huey Lewis. So
it's really great. Yeah, that scene is really, really great. It's on YouTube. You should check it out. So next category.
Let's do songs and films for 700, Eric.
Songs and films for seven.
Is that still available?
Actually, Ken points out that Christian Bale versus Jared Leto would now be Batman versus Joker.
Oh, yeah, right. Hey, good
well
call.
Played. Excellent, excellent. Songs and films for 700. A drug-dealing Alfred Molina in his underwear, waving a gun while his Asian friend randomly tosses firecrackers. BJ.
What is Sister Christian by Night Ranger? And I needed those points, man.
Correct.
Oh, is that Boogie Nights?
Yeah. Correct.
Oh, okay.
Impressive. Next category, BJ.
Real names for 400.
Real names for four. George Allen O'Dowd. BJ.
No, I'll just get rid of most of those points. Huh? Who is George Michael?
No.
I'll try to give you some back, maybe.
Anybody else buzz in?
I don't know that name, no.
Yeah. The correct answer is Boy George.
Oh, there you go.
Same difference.
Somehow I'm not ashamed I didn't know that.
Should get half credit for the George thing.
BJ, next category.
Real names for 500.
Real names for five. John Baldwin.
I know this.
Alex brother?
Alex Baldwin. No, it is not. Nobody? Y'all are gonna kick yourselves.
What?
It's John Paul Jones.
Oh, for God's sake!
And the final category is real names for 600. William Broad. BJ.
Who is Billy Idol?
Correct.
Wow. I think I need to learn some of these guys' real names. I didn't know any of those people.
Awesome! This is a tight game, guys. So
after
round.
after the first round, we have Ryan in third with 1,700. Ken's wondering if you were awake.
He just doesn't want to give points away like me and Brain Cramp. Brian, AJ Cramp.
I'm awake.
Yeah, my strategy of starting to buzz in before I even knew the question did not pay off. So Ryan's Ryan knows what he's doing.
So Ryan in third with 1,700, BJ in second place with 2,800, and Randy in the lead with 2,900. A lead of just 100 points, so it's a close game so far.
Tenuous.
Right?
That's what we want. We want a good game, right?
That's right.
Hey, you guys are killing it. So let me pull up round two. While I set for round two, how about we cut to a word from one of our sponsors?
Does the winter wind have a free-for-all with your windows? Have your heating bills got you in a stranglehold? It sounds like you need the new Ted Nugent Draft Dodgers. Simply affix Ted Nugent Draft Dodgers to your windows, then they crush your heating bill's face. Leave the high heating bills to some kitty next door with the Ted Nugent Draft Dodger.
You know what that is? That's extreme!
Or why don't we cut to some trash talk from Randy Macho Man Hall.
One thing I want you guys to know! I've forgotten more about you two and Prince than Brain Cramp ever knew. Hey, Ryan, you're almost Randy if you put a D in there, but you didn't quite make it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Ryan's almost an anagram for Randy.
Hey, BJ, if you try a cheap trick on me, you can kiss my ass.
Wow. There you go.
Can you smell what the Rock and or Roll is cooking?
There you go.
Oh, that's great.
That's what I'm talking about.
Wow. And of course, Ryan from the Dusty Rhodes record show.
The Dusty Rhodes.
I would like to say R.I.P. to the American dream, Dusty Rhodes.
Dusty Rhodes is a throwback to when those wrestlers were really in great shape, you know?
Oh, definitely. You know, I do have a little funny anecdote about Dusty Rhodes and Macho Man. Is I went to a house show at the Joe Louis Arena around 1990 when Macho King and Dusty Rhodes with Sapphire were having their little war. And they had fucking Dusty Rhodes win. I mean, come on.
He won that at any given night, man. It's a hard fought competition, and he just won that night.
I think that Sapphire had played a part in it. Perhaps. I think, you know, Sensational Sherry was also involved at that point.
So, right.
What's or savage? She's scary Sherry. The memory fades, you know what I mean?
I'll say this, as far as Dusty Rhodes being out of shape, I've seen that motherfucker go a full hour with Ric Flair. And, like, I could never do that, you know?
Yeah.
You'd have to work up to it, I think, Eric.
Yes.
I think Dusty, there's different kinds of shapes, you know? If you ask Dusty Rhodes to play a full court game of basketball, I don't think he could do it, but... You put him in a wrestling ring with some rest holds, I think he can manage.
Yeah, I think Ken Pardo is right. Cocaine might have been Dusty's secret to go to go.
I don't think
hell of a drug.
I don't think that's fair.
That I love funny. The last category on the board here.
Songs right. about ass.
So let's move on to round two.
What is Sir Mix-a-Lot?
Sir Mix-a-Lot. $200. I'm sure they're in there.
So categories for round two, we have Queen lyrics, we have famous album covers. I'll describe the album. You give me the artist and the album name. Pop divas, Led Zeppelin, solo debuts. I'm going to give you the album title and you give me the artist. Wow. And then we have songs about ass.
Interesting.
What is Everything by Gene Simmons?
That might be a Gene-heavy topic.
So we have, again, we have Randy in first with 2,900, BJ in second with 2,800, Ryan in third with 1,700. Let's give Ryan control of the board.
I don't need your pity.
he's trying to get you to represent, yo.
I'm trying. You guys are too quick. I think my internet connection's too slow. That's my excuse.
There you go.
Of course.
You got dial-up.
Yeah, I'm on a 56K modem. Led Zeppelin for 200, please.
Led Zeppelin for 200. Zeppelin's 1970 song inspired heavily by Norse mythology. Randy.
I'm starting to think I've got the wrong song in mind. What is Stairway to Heaven?
No.
Yeah.
Ryan.
What is the Immigrant song?
Correct.
Yeah, that's it.
Next category, Ryan.
Keep rolling on that Led Zeppelin for 300.
Zeppelin for three. John Bonham reportedly played this song with two pairs of drumsticks. Ryan.
What is four sticks?
Correct.
Duh.
Let's. It's a little on the nose. Led Zeppelin for 400.
Led Zeppelin for four. This song is reportedly inspired by Joni Mitchell. Randy.
What is the California song?
No.
What the heck could it be?
Ryan.
What is Going to California?
Correct.
Oh, son of a
Eric
bitch.
Gave it away with his.
Randy, yeah, Randy, you pretty much told me.
Yeah.
Led Zeppelin for 500.
Led Zeppelin for five. A contraction of Did You Make Her and Jamaica. Ryan.
What is Jamaica from Houses of the Holy?
Correct.
I think we found your wheelhouse, Ryan.
I finally got a category I know something about instead of potpourri or whatever that was. Potpourri. Potpourri. 600 Led Zeppelin.
Zeppelin's 1975 Ode to Cars, well, as a metaphor for sex. Randy?
It's from Physical Graffiti. I know that. What is... Dang it, what's the name of that song? I want to buff it. Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm drawing a blank here.
Okay.
I got to give up.
Anybody else want to buzz in?
I know.
I'm drawing the same blank.
I know it's from Physical Graffiti, and I can hear the song in my mind, but I just can't think of the stupid title.
The correct answer is Trampled Underfoot.
That's the fucking one.
Oh. That's an ode to cars?
Yeah.
I guess I need to listen to the lyrics.
I'm going to just point out at this point, we're five questions in, and Ryan has taken the lead.
Oh, yeah. And I've dropped half a
point. That's right.
That's how he rolls!
You've awoken a sleeping giant. I've been sandbagging you fuckers all day.
That's a great strategy.
Next category, Ryan.
700 Led Zeppelin.
Zeppelin for 700. This would be Led Zeppelin's final U.S. single before disbanding in 1980.
Oh, boy.
No one? Fool in the Rain.
Oh, I love that song.
I would have guessed that, but it's not worth losing 700.
I was gonna guess All of My Love or something like that.
I was gonna guess Ozone Baby or something stupid, but that would have been incorrect.
Next category, Ryan. You were gonna guess that California song.
California song.
Next category, Ryan.
Famous album covers for 500.
Famous album covers for 5. Straightjacketed Eddie chained in a padded room. Ryan.
What is Iron Maiden's Peace of Mind?
Correct. Ooh. Next category, Ryan.
Famous album covers for 600.
Famous album covers for 6. A Burning Hindenburg. Randy.
What is Led Zeppelin 1?
Correct.
Hey, I got one right. Let's go with Songs About Ass for 200.
Songs About Ass for 2. Talk About Mud Flaps, My Girl's Got Them. BJ.
What is Big Bottom by Spinal Tap?
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
Or Domino.
Next category, BJ.
Solo debuts for 200.
Solo debuts for 2. Faith. BJ.
Who is George Michael?
No, it was Boy George. I'm sorry.
George O'Dowd, yeah.
Correct, George Michael.
Who is Boy George O'Dowd Michael III? Solo debuts for 300.
Solo debuts for 3. Wonderwall Music.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Randy.
Wonderwall Music. Who is Liam Gallagher?
No.
I'm next. BJ? Who is BJ George Harrison? Next.
Correct.
Solo debuts for 400.
Solo debuts for 4. Viva Hate. Randy.
In honor of Craig Smith, who is Morrissey?
Correct.
Shout out to Pods and Sods.
It's my dog.
That's right. Next category, Randy.
Let's keep on rolling. Solo debuts for 500.
Solo debuts for 5. Euphoria Morning. Randy.
Who is Chris Cornell?
Correct.
I would like to hear more songs about ass for 500.
Oh, we have an audio daily double.
Oh, dog.
I don't want to know what this is.
Oh, I was so cocky. I was so cocky last time. I lost 1,000 points. Let's go with...
You have 2,900. You have 2,900 to wager.
Let's go with 1,100. How about that?
Okay. Now I'm going to need the song and the artist.
Okay.
And it's not going to be Rick Astley, I promise.
I thought you were going to play the other Rick Astley song.
Together Forever is about the cheeks, right?
That's right.
Songs about ass. That would be Astley, right?
Astley. Good Rick one. Astley.
Songs by an ass.
So again, I'm going to need the artist and the song title. Ready?
Sounds good.
Oh my God, Becky, look at her butt. It is so big. She looks like one of those rap guys' girlfriends.
I think BJ kind of BJ with his fun sense of humor kind of gave this away. But you know, what are we gonna do? The artist, do you want the artist or
artist song? And song title both.
Okay, so it's Sir Mix-a-Lot and it's Baby Got Back.
Nice.
There you go.
Well done.
I needed that. I needed those points.
Next category, Randy.
I'm really digging this topic. How about songs about ass for 600?
Songs about ass for 6. I just got to giggle every time, right?
I know.
It's fun.
We're all adult men. Giggle. Songs about ass for 6. This Destiny's Child ass anthem features samples from Stevie Nicks' Edge of 17. Randy.
What? Destiny's Child. What is My Body's Too Bootylicious for You, Babe? Just Bootylicious.
Correct.
There you go.
Ass anthem.
Yes.
Next.
I got to build up some points here before you get the Queen lyrics, because that's a blind spot for me. Let's do songs about ass for 700.
Songs about ass for 7.
Yeah.
This song is all about Fergie's lovely lady lumps.
Oh, my God.
Randy.
What? I know this one, too. What is... what is my humps?
Correct.
There we go.
Next category.
I love this category. 300, songs about ass.
Songs about ass for 3. This Ode to Ass by Brian May originally appeared on 1979's jazz album. BJ.
What is Fat Bottom Girls?
Correct. Next category, BJ.
Solo debuts for 600.
Solo debuts for 6. Oh, we have an audio daily.
Oh,
wow.
So in this case, I'm going to need the artist name and album. Okay. And you have 3,800 to wager. How much do you want to wager?
800.
800?
Yeah.
I will, just to recap the score, Ryan has 3,600, BJ 3,800, Randy has 5,300.
There's a lot of thanks to songs about ass.
That's right. It's all about that ass.
He owes it all to ass.
I got every bit of that ass.
I'm glad you tapped that ass.
So you get a wager. Talking to me, I'm gonna get that ass.
That category was asinine.
Oh, yeah.
So you're gonna wager. You're gonna wager 800. Right?
Yeah, I don't have the balls to do more than that.
Okay. Now I need the artist and album name that the song is from. You get that?
Yeah.
And your answer is?
Who is Phil Collins, and is it No Jacket Required?
No.
God damn it.
It was Face Value.
Yeah, so it's 50-50 and that shit.
Wrong 50.
Next category, BJ.
Solo debuts for 700.
Solo debuts for 7. Schizophonic.
What the fuck?
Blank stares.
Nobody? This will be Nuno Betancourt.
Okay. I didn't know he did one.
Next category, BJ.
Queen lyrics for 200.
Queen lyrics for 2. You gave them all those old-time stars through Wars of Worlds invaded by Mars. BJ.
What is One Vision?
No. Next category, BJ.
Queen lyrics for 300.
Queen lyrics for 3. Ooh, You Make Me Live. Randy.
I can't believe I got in before you guys. You're My Best Friend?
Correct. Next category, Randy.
It's an ass-tastic category. Let's do songs about ass for 400 and finish it up.
Closing up that ass. Songs
closing
about
up
ass
that ass.
400. This Beastie Boys masterpiece is featured on 1989's Paul's Boutique. Randy.
What is Shake Your Rump?
Correct.
Eric? Thank you.
Masterpiece.
It's nice. That's a masterpiece. Let's do Pop Divas for 500.
Pop Divas for 5. The Way We Were. Randy.
Who is Barbara Streisand?
Correct.
Pop Divas for 600, Eric.
Pop Divas for 6. We Don't Need Another Hero. Randy.
Who is Laura Branigan?
No.
Damn it.
BJ.
Who is Tina Turner?
No.
Oh.
God damn it. Is it Bonnie Tyler? Shit. Wait, sorry.
Come on, BJ.
Ryan, did you want to buzz in now?
I thought it was Tina Turner, so I don't know who it is now.
It was Bonnie Tyler.
It was.
Wait a minute. Isn't Holding Out for a Hero Bonnie Tyler?
Yeah.
Oh,
I
you're
think,
right.
I think that question's wrong. I think BJ's actually right.
I think you are correct, my bad.
Yeah, yeah. Thunderdome.
I have to admit, I was working on these.
But when I saw it,
I should get extra
thinking,
points for.
I was thinking about the Bonnie Tyler song, but I misattributed it to Laura Branigan. But BJ actually got the right song.
He did. My bad on the question. BJ gets the points. That was 600. So next category, BJ.
Queen lyrics for 400.
Queen lyrics for 4. Jaws was never my scene, and I don't believe in Star Wars. Ryan.
What is Killer Queen?
No.
Shit.
I will just point out that that came out in 74, whereas Jaws and Star Wars came out in 77.
You don't have to rub my nose in it.
BJ.
Can I take that back that I typed that? Let me try to hear this song. Do I have a which time do I have?
This is how I felt when I buzzed in on that Led Zeppelin in the car song. I know the damn song, but I couldn't think of the stupid name.
Should I let BJ off the hook?
Wait.
No, he typed me. I like you, BJ, but come on.
Oh, I know it, but I can't pull it out of my brain.
No. Okay. It's a bicycle race.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Bicycle.
Next category is BJ, I believe.
BJ still has it, yeah.
Famous album covers for 200.
Famous album covers for 2. A baby swimming for $1. Ryan.
What is Nirvana? Nevermind.
Correct. Next category, Ryan.
Let's keep going with album covers for 3.
Album covers for 3. John Lennon's weenus and Yoko Ono's titty balls.
Nice.
Another tip of the cap to Craig.
His weenus.
John Lennon's weenus and Yoko Ono's titty balls. BJ.
Oh, man.
What is the wedding album?
No.
Oh, man. What's it called? Well, you can't say yet, huh?
Anybody else buzz in?
I abstain.
I don't know the name of that record, yeah, but unfortunately, I can see it in my mind's eye.
Yeah, I've seen it.
It's Two Virgins.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is. I'd have never got that.
Next category, I think it was Ryan.
BJ. Yeah. Sorry, I thought it was BJ still. Oh, it is Ryan. You're right, because you got Nirvana, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Album covers for 400.
Album covers for 4. Shaking Hands with a Businessman on Fire. BJ.
What is Wish You Were Here?
Correct. Next category, BJ.
Famous album covers for 700.
Famous album covers for 7. Wilson Brothers and Friends in a Petting Zoo. BJ.
What is Pet Sounds?
Correct. Next category, BJ.
Queen lyrics for 500.
Queen for 5. Gimme, gimme, gimme fried chicken. BJ.
What is One Vision?
Correct.
The one that I said instead of Radio Gaga before. Queen lyrics for 600.
Queen lyrics for 6. It's got to be Mac.
What the? Is this a deep cut?
It's got to be the Mac. Nobody? It's Dragon Attack.
Wow. Okay. I'm showing my Queen knowledge is very superficial.
Next category, I think it was BJ.
Yeah, so. Queen lyrics for 700.
Queen lyrics for 7. No use sitting in thinking on what you did when you can lay back and enjoy it through your kids. Nobody? These are the days of our lives. BJ, next category.
I would have thought Randy would have been taking this category every chance he got, but Pop Divas for 200.
He did get the Streisand one, correct?
Yeah.
I do love me some Divas.
Pop Divas for, I went to, I don't know what you said.
Yeah.
Vision of Love.
It's Vision me, right? Of... It's me?
Yeah.
Randy.
Who is Mariah Carey?
Correct. Next category, Randy.
It's Pop Divas for 700.
Divas for 7. That's the way love goes. Randy.
Who is Janet Jackson with the titty balls?
Correct. Next category, Randy.
Pop divas for 400, Eric.
Pop divas for 4. Love Hangover. Randy.
Who is Diana Ross?
Correct. Next category. Final one. We have Pop Divas. Pop Divas for 300. Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves. Randy.
Who is Cher?
Correct. All right. Excellent. That concludes round 2, and we'll go on to Final Jeopardy. Can we use the word Jeopardy, Ken Pardo, legally? Will we possibly get sued? Hey, you know what? It's BJ's podcast. Fuck it.
Greg,
yeah.
So we have, to give the scores, we have Ryan in third with 3,400. BJ in second with 4,300. And Randy in first with 7,600. So everyone is theoretically in range of potentially taking this game. It was close, a lot up and down. A lot of up and down, a lot of in and ass, particularly around that ass category.
Pop diva asses are my wheelhouse. There we go.
And now, Eric, a word from our sponsors. Do you tuck them in, warm within? Keep them free from sin, but the Sandman just won't come. You hit the lights, but it does not just fade to black. Provide the comfort your little one needs to get a good night's sleep with the new Lars Ulrich Napster. When nothing else matters but that your little one gets some rest, let them nap with a new ultra soft Lars Ulrich Napster. Exit light, enter night with a Lars Ulrich Napster.
Yeah, man, it's like totally soft. It's like so totally soft. You know, like Metallica's very hard, but like this is totally soft.
Okay, and we're back with Final Jeopardy. So to recap the scores again, we have Ryan from Shabby Road at 3,400. We have BJ with 4,300 and Randy at 7,600. So Randy's in the lead, but it's anybody's game. So gentlemen, I'm going to give you the category first, and then you private message me your wager, and then you'll get the answer or the clue, and then you private message me your response. So the Final Jeopardy category is of all time, of all time. Please send me your wagers. I got Randy's, I got Ryan's, I got BJ's. Excellent. Thank you, guys. So the clue is, according to the RIAA, the top 2 selling albums of all time. The top 2 selling albums. I'm going to need 2 album titles. Guys, you motherfuckers better not be Googling this.
Yeah, right.
No, I'm not.
It's taken a suspiciously long amount of time.
Hopefully you got that.
I got BJ, I got Randy, and I got Ryan. So in third place, we have Ryan with 3,400. Ryan, your response?
I said, what is the Eagles' greatest hits? And Michael Jackson's Thriller.
Correct. And how much did you wager?
I bet it all, baby. 3,400.
3,400.
Good idea.
That brings your total to 6,800. Awesome. Next up, we have BJ, who had 4,300. Your response, BJ?
I said, what is the Eagles' greatest hits and Michael Jackson's Thriller?
Nice. And you wagered?
Everything. 4,300.
That brings your total to 8,600.
See, you're obviously getting glitchy.
Awesome. And in first place, we had Randy. And Randy, your response?
I know I'm going to steal John Cena's line and say, you can't see me, guys. You can't see me because I said The Thriller by Michael Jackson.
Right.
And The Eagles' Greatest Hits Volume 1. That would be it, what I needed to win. Oh, yeah.
Nice. I'm so confused right now. I don't know what that was. No, that's cool. That's correct. And you wagered?
1,100.
You wagered 1,100, which brings it to your 8,800. Wow. So Randy takes the championship by 200. So,
wow.
Final scores, and correct me if I'm wrong, Ken, we had Ryan with 6,800, BJ with 8,600, and Randy with 8,800. So Randy Macho Man Hall takes the championship this first round.
No, that was a good game, guys, seriously. No sarcasm or anything intended. That I earned that. So I had a great time.
Yeah, that was an awesome game, guys. Thank you so much for playing. Real close. That was the closest.
Actually, Eric, they're all losers in my book.
You know what? They call me the Macho King of Rock and Roll Jeopardy.
that's my final word on that.
Awesome. And Ken, you want to tell them what they've won?
Well, you barely escaped with your dignity. You realize you've wasted another fine Saturday afternoon. But a few more people will find your podcast and rate them on iTunes.
Hey, you know, that'd be a great prize because I need more ratings for my podcast. So that would suit me just fine.
Well,
five stars, please, Ken Pardo.
Well, perhaps I could recommend more shows about ass.
That dandy Asic music hour.
Awesome. Well, so do we want to go around and plug one more time? Ryan, you want to tell us about Shabby Road? Where can we find it?
You can find Shabby Road Record Show on iTunes, Spreaker, Stitcher, our website address, shabbyroadrecordshow.com. 5-star rated podcast. So we're very Woo-hoo! Excited about that. We've been going at it for about a year and a half, and we're on episode 66 coming up.
Awesome. What have been some of your favorite episodes? Like, what's up? If someone's going to go check it out for the first time,
well, one of them, the title is I'm going to take my pants off and clown the Holiday Inn sign.
Nice.
that was one of the better ones.
That's awesome.
It's been a while for that one, but it's Raining Kick Ass, I think, is coming out this week, so there's that one. And it's a fun show. We obviously the humor is pretty irreverent, and the music is pretty kick ass and all vinyl. It's a blast, man. Come hang out with Shabby Road.
Awesome. And your own Facebook as well.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah, find us on Facebook, Shabby Road Record Show.
Cool. Good, fine family listening.
Well,
perhaps for the Manson family.
Thank you, Ken Pardo.
BJ, tell us, where can we find Rock and or Roll, although we're listening to it now.
Yeah, right. Rock and or Roll, what is it? Podcast.blogspot.com, something like that. You know, I mean, can you believe that somebody else already had rockandorroll.blogspot.com? But, you know.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's the way the internet is. Everybody already has everything unless it's just completely random, right?
And BJ, you have merch now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, at Redbubble, redbubble.com. If you search, rock and or pod, just one word, that's right. The easiest way to find it. Or at the blog, there's a link.
Awesome.
And Randy is one of my few customers, yep. Apparently. So
I've proudly been wearing it around the home. So.
As am I.
I actually bought a record bag.
Yeah, Ken Pardo, or Ken Pardo's alter ego.
Nice.
Bought a tote bag. I wonder what Ken Pardo carries around in that thing.
EJ, I'm sorry, but I actually threw up in that.
Another hard morning for Ken Pardo, as usual.
I didn't get to sleep till 7:30. It's been a been a long night.
So BJ, what's if someone's going to jump on Rock and Roll, what's a good place to start? What are some of your favorites or highlights?
Oh, good question. I don't know. I guess it depends on the person. Probably look for Power Pop or AOR. That's where I probably play my favorite obscure songs that nobody's ever heard before.
And Randy, where can people find classic Dandy classic?
Well, I just wanted to say thank you very much for having me here. I really do appreciate the exposure and the chance to match rock and roll wits with everybody. We are on that dandyclassicmusichour.com. We're about 55 episodes in. By the time this hits the streets, you know, Led Zeppelin, we're doing Led Zeppelin 2. Dr. Dre's The Chronic. Feist, The Reminder is the one that's out right now. But my favorite episode is that Yacht Rock episode. If you listen to anything we ever do, listen to part two of Yacht Rock when it comes out, because nice. that is some good stuff. So, again, that's thank cool. you, guys.
So, what exactly is Yacht Rock? Like Pablo Cruz and shit? Christopher Cross?
Christopher Cross.
Yeah.
Smooth music. No,
Soft rock?
Dan comes at it like he's putting Yacht Rock on trial. And I'm more or less kind of sticking up for it and defending it. So there's a little tension in that episode, but it's fun tension.
Nice.
So, yeah, he calls it the Yacht Rock hearings. So if you like Kenny Loggins and the Doobie Brothers and Michael McDonald, why don't you tune in on that?
Michael McDonald is the worst.
Well, I think BJ is going to take Dan's side of that argument. So, there you go.
Cool. Yeah.
Me, but I'm your brother.
Check out on YouTube what's his name, Will Sasso, doing Michael McDonald. Have you guys seen that?
Oh yeah, oh sure,
I love that.
And the Yacht Rock shorts that were made about 10 years ago were outstanding too. So
nice. And Ken Pardo, where can we find more about you or your alter ego? Or
I'm actually starting a Vinnie Vincent tribute band.
Oh, sweet.
What's it called?
He needs the hype.
All systems go.
Assvasion.
Assvasion.
It's Kenny Kensington's Assvasion.
It's an masterpiece.
It's an masterpiece. It's astastic.
Party Pardo.
But you can find Ken Mills wherever there are poor and people that need protection. I will be there. And
nice. Look what we've started.
And talk the cheap trick talk show. And where can we find Eric Miller?
Oh, on Pods and Sods Network. That's where I am.
Buzz stations.
That's where I live. Right.
He gets to interview all the luminaries of the pop music world.
They are all luminarying. Yes. Yeah, I've had some great guests.
You're a really good interviewer too. I'm not just saying that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I just had Rudolf Schenker on, which was awesome because I kind of had to cut it out of the episode because, you know, he speaks, you know, English is not his first language and he tends to scream whenever he speaks, right?
It sounds like he set the phone on the couch and just shouted at it. But
it was such a cool conversation, and it was like it started with him. Like I answer the phone, and he's like, "Eric, how are you?" Like he's just screaming at me. Wow. I just out of the gate, I'm just giggling. Like,
yeah,
you're awesome. And it was funny because I recorded it at work with my office door closed, and I did it on my speakerphone, so I had like full volume on my speakerphone so I could record it. And right. I think everybody that walked by my office just heard Rudolf Schenker screaming for an hour. I had two knocks on my door. I had to lock my door so no one would like walk in and say something on the episode, right?
Why was that German guy screaming at you so much?
You were negotiating contracts. That's just how it is with the Germans.
They thought you were watching Schindler's List in there.
Wow. But it was a cool conversation. Love that dude. So, yeah, Pods and Sods Network. Thank you guys for playing, and thanks for, you know, whatever. Thanks for indulging me in all my ask questions.
Thank you, man. Thanks for doing all the hard work and prepping that board and stuff.
This cannot be easy to put together, man.
So. Thank you. We will have additional episodes coming, and that's kind of, that falls to BJ. We're coordinating more. We might do like an all Kiss episode at some point. I steered away from Kiss questions on this because I don't think Randy is necessarily a Kiss guy.
No, I'm not. So that was right. Very kind of you. Thank right. you.
We might do a Kiss only one with Ken and a few others. KS2. Matt Porter. We should give Matt Porter another chance.
Yeah, Matt, me, and someone from KST.
That'd be great.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Except no questions about the Animalized tour and the Asylum tour.
I thought there was going to be some bloodshed over that.
Yeah, it got pretty heated.
I believe that I couldn't remember Anton.
I know, Ken. I know. That was so great.
It was like there. I just couldn't say it.
That's all right.
I got the Springsteen question wrong, Ken. So.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, he got Prove It All Night wrong, yo.
I mean, it's not like you've been hosting the longest running Kiss podcast, so that you should know that or anything. All right. Well, thank you guys.
All right. Thank you all
once again. I'm sure we'll catch up again soon. Anything else, BJ, you wanted to get recorded before we?
No, I guess. Uh-oh.
Can we cut that in after Randy gets the Barbra Streisand question, right?
Yeah. I think it should run as a bed track throughout the entire show. It's awesome. On YouTube, Blue Oyster Bar music loop for 12 minutes.
Until next time, world, keep on listening to those podcasts. I'm your announcer, Ken Pardo, for Battle of the Podcast All-Stars.
Oh, God. Man, I hope nobody smelled that. I had Chinese. It's been creeping up on me all day. What do I have planned? Not much. I'm going to sit around the house in my Boy Scout uniform and watch porn. What are you about you? Will you enjoy that? We'll see ya.
Soon you'll be fisting everyone at the house.